Looking for high cotton? Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
We've had a great year. We had more than adequate rainfalls up until mid to late July.
Tennessee's cotton crop is looking really well, says University of Tennessee cotton and small grain specialist Tyson Raper.
Our river counties got fairly dry here in the past 2 or 3 weeks. We're starting to see some severe drought, localized areas of severe drought, but across our the core of our cotton-producing region, Crockett County, Haywood County, we're looking at an above-average crop.
Tyson Raper says typically cotton does well in those hot, drier years, and this crop has done pretty good adjusting to what Mother Nature has delivered.
I think the tough part about this year, since we had adequate rainfall early, crop got used to having water, and so we're relatively shallow rooted. When we're starting to get into some of these periods of drought, it's not quite as tolerant to those periods as it would be had we been a little drier earlier on. Understand we're still looking at an above average crop. We do have some of those localized areas where yields are going to be damaged by some of this dry weather.
Raper says producers here are expecting to harvest about 375,000 acres of cotton this fall. That's up more than 25,000 acres from last year. And again, if the crop can be picked in a timely fashion without quality damage from rain, it should be another bumper crop.
That's a really big factor, and we've been very fortunate the past few years. We've had very dry falls. We absolutely need that dry fall to maintain excellent fiber quality. We've had phenomenal fiber quality the past 3 or 4 years. Part of that's our varieties, but a lot of that's weather during harvest. And so we don't typically see these varieties string out, and we protect the fiber quality, maximize the return we see on every acre.
Tyson Raper says things are looking up for our cotton producers this year with the crop and even the price. And right now he expects that trend to continue for next year's crop. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.